And I accept it. And thank God that I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I have prayed that on television and radio across this land, not because I have any particular gift. If you have God's Spirit, you have the gift that bears all other expressions of the Spirit called spirituality or gifts. But because we look and see what God has provided in Christ, Jesus said, remember me. You partake worthily when you discern what he did. With his stripes you were healed. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I believe that one of these days, across this land, spiritual sight's going to happen. And people are going to walk out from underneath their sicknesses as well as their sins as they join with thousands of others to take God at his word and partake worthily because we look to Jesus and discern what he's done for us. Now take the bread. Do what I ask my people, where I pastor, to do every single time we go to the table of the Lord. Peter, looking back, said, with his stripes, ye were healed. Why don't you look back? Christians have no trouble believing. The mediator concept teaches our sins were laid on him. That means it defies logic, but every sin has a double happening. We do it, he bore it. By the same logic and by the same passage in Isaiah 53, every sickness has a double happening. Ours and the laying on of that sickness to him. Personalize it. And if you are sick, take this bread, make it your statement. And don't say it in the plural, say it in the singular. With his stripes, I was healed. Now say it with me. With his stripes, I was healed. As we take this bread, receive it in Jesus' name. All you got to do to be worthy, don't examine yourself. That very act, no matter how good intentioned it may be, takes your eyes off Jesus. Examine him. He's worthy, and he paid the full price. And as Hebrews 1 says, he sat down having done the job by himself. Finished. All you got to do to be worthy is say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you can take this cup and thank God for his grace, unmerited favor, as we lift it together and thank him for it in Jesus' name.